Welcome, everyone. It's post-game, and you know what that means. It's the Between the Line post-game report brought to you by Gatorade, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Yours truly, Wobby. Vikings win 31-13. They move to 5-0. Another fun afternoon here at U.S. Bank Stadium. All three facets, PA, of the Vikings team working well together.
Yeah, you know what? I've said this on Twitter. I said it earlier in the week. There, honestly, has never been a time this season where I felt the Minnesota Vikings were going to lose a game. And you can say, what about down 10-0 at Carolina? I liked Zimmer's defense against Cam Newton the entire week, so I felt they eventually would find a way to come back. Against Green Bay, I didn't think they were going to lose. The Giants, they handled. They absolutely handled the Texans today. From all phases, special teams continues to be really good. Special teams coordinator probably will belabor some punt returns that were a little long for his liking. Offensively, I mean, what more can you say about Sam Bradford and his performances? And also the offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, for putting him out of the shotgun about 80% of the game. Because the Minnesota Moving Company, the offensive line, it was battered again today. From an injury standpoint, right guard Brandon Fusco had to leave in the first quarter. And defensively speaking, the Vikings absolutely have one of the best two defenses in the National Football League with the Super Bowl champion Broncos. Four sacks again today, two for Brian Robinson. It's 5-0. It's all spectacular. It's absolutely fantastic.
Who's our offensive coordinator?
Norv!
I mean, four backup offensive linemen in the game.
Yeah.
You acquire your quarterback 8 days before the season
starts. The game with one tight end because Mycole Pruitt got hurt.
No Stephon Diggs today, who led us in targets coming into the game. And the offense continues to find a way. And who steps up today? Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
100-yard game.
Anybody still frustrated about peddling a first and the potential of a fourth, third, or second in 2018? Who in the heck knows what they're going to be doing or where they're going to be in 2018 for Sam Bradford? What Bradford finished with today?
22 of 30 for 271, touchdowns.
That means back to last year, Sam has gone 152 consecutive passes without an interception. The guy who has never had more interceptions than touchdowns in a season, his passer rating is elite, his vision is spectacular, his arm strength is unbelievable. Wow, what a great move for Sam Bradford.
In three of Sam's four starts this season, Paul, 100-plus passer rating. And in the other one, it was 93, I think.
Who's his offensive coordinator?
Norv! Zimmer's defense, once again, holds star receivers for the balance of the game to be non-factors. Now, Hopkins got one late. Didn't matter, though.
Big deal. Who cares?
Yeah, seriously, it didn't matter.
DeAndre Hopkins, good luck in the AFC South. Zimmer against Odell Beckham Jr., Kelvin Benjamin. Man, we can go back to 2014 and 2015 against Julio Jones. Julio's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Two games against Zimmer, 138, zero TDs. I think Megatron retired because he was frustrated having to deal with Mike Zimmer.
Yes.
So the defense is unbelievable. Zimmer's unbelievable at what he does. He says he's miserable every day of the week because he puts so much time into scheming against players like DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller. The best news Carson Wentz got today is that Will Fuller went against Mike Zimmer because whatever lead he had on him for Offensive Rookie of the Year, he just opened up another 10.
Hey, you know what? They talk a lot of times about records that will never be broken.
Mm-hmm.
How about Marcus Sherrills? Five punt return touchdowns, another one today.
Yeah, by the way, he probably has 6 to 10 years left in his career. And main man Marcus got loose from 79 today. It looked like they had him corralled early in the punt return. He's so shifty, and he's absolutely one of the sweetest human beings you'll ever meet. When good things happen to really cool people like Marcus Sherrills, Adam Thielen with a career day today, Cordarrelle Patterson's battled through a lot of personal stuff. Nothing like real significantly bad or any off-the-field transgressions or anything. Just trying to get his mind squared away. Cordarrelle had a touchdown reception today, his first since October of 2014 at Buffalo from Teddy.
Yeah, he had four catches, 39 yards, had the touchdown, had a tackle on the punt team.
Think he didn't.
Showing great effort. Fun to watch Cordarrelle Patterson play that way. So the Vikings win. The Vikings win, and you know what that means.
What's that mean?
It's time for the post-victory high five for Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and yours truly.
Sponsored by Gatorade. One, two, three, four. Ah! We got five on it. 5-0, baby.
Vikings go into the bye undefeated. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of this game and your favorite team.